From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Alyssa Block. We're going to take a trip now to Yosemite, the land of huge granite domes like El Capitan, to find out how some national parks are handling sequestration. The Park Service has been told to cut $134 million in total. And as NPR's Kirk Sigler found, in California, the fiscal axe is falling just as parks are gearing up for what could be another summer of record attendance.
Spring has come early to the Yosemite Valley, and the melting snow makes for a spectacular rush of water off the granite face of Yosemite Falls, the tallest in North America. Early March is when park officials would normally be gearing up for the busy tourist season. Instead, they're figuring out how to cut $1.5 million from their budget.
For example, do we close a visitor center for the entire season? Do we just cut back hours? Do we trim ranger-led programs so there's less programs here in Yosemite Valley? Or do we keep the same amount and either have less or none, for example, at the Mariposa Grove of Giant Sequoias or up at Hetch Hetchy?
All of these unanswered questions are weighing heavily on the minds of park managers, says Yosemite spokesman Scott Gedeman. He's standing at the start of the John Muir Trail. Now, on a peak summer day, some 2,500 hikers pass through this forest just beneath the park's famed Half Dome.
Here, for example, at this trail, we have backcountry rangers that patrol the backcountry, provide safety messages, orientation, check for fire rings that are improperly built.
But the park is planning to cut almost all of its backcountry rangers. They'll also hire fewer seasonal rangers and support staff. That means fewer people patrolling these trails and longer response times if there's an emergency.
Right now, we're in a pattern where, as Yosemite National Park, like all national parks, we're having to make some real difficult decisions.
Indeed, it's not just Yosemite feeling the squeeze. Picnic areas and campgrounds are expected to close in the Great Smoky Mountains. The visitor center at Cape Cod National Seashore probably won't open this summer. And out west at Glacier and Yellowstone, the Herculean task of snow plowing the scenic highways that crisscross the mountains could be delayed by almost a month. Joan Anselmo spent much of her career at Yellowstone before joining the Coalition of National Park Service retirees.
Visitors will be able to still enjoy national parks. They just won't have the same experience.
Anselmo is also worried that delayed openings and cuts to park services will hurt the tourist-dependent towns outside the parks.
I think as an American, it just makes you crazy that every few months our government, the Congress, is taking us through these budget exercises that sometimes turn into be games.
In the Yosemite Valley, lots of visitors are saying the same thing.
It's ridiculous. I think it's a joke.
Amelia Davern of New York was bundled in a jacket and preparing for the long climb up the upper Yosemite Falls Trail.
Everyone's so headstrong right now, and it's so divided, but I think they don't see the impact that it actually has.
Nearby, along the Merced River, Christine Nichols said she understands that the poor economy calls for belt tightening, but she's not sure parks like this can afford to cut back anymore.
And being in an environment like this, if you keep cutting back, eventually that directly impacts how safe people are going to be in nature, you know, hiking around, getting stuck places, not knowing where they're going. It's not like you can cut back and just become more efficient when you're trying to cover a huge national, like, wild area.
A huge wild area that sees, on average, 4 million visitors a year. But park officials are used to budget cuts, and they plan to lean on extra volunteers and more money from private groups to help them get through the summer. Kirk Sigler, NPR News, Yosemite National Park.